Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
One of the first stories that I want to use, and many of you have heard this on our live presentation CDs, this is concerning the grandson that died the day after I was there. And I use this many times when I talk about immediate benefits or how good our company is. A lot of people say, well, you know, how do I know your company's going to pay? And you say, well, we've had it happen. I always say, you know, there's two important reasons to have immediate benefits in a program. Number one, death is a guaranteed event, but it comes at an uncertain time. So we have no idea when we're going to die, but the nice thing about our program is that when you die, we pay. Now, how do I know? I've had it happen. And that's when I tell this story. So I was working with one of my clients. She had purchased a $5,000 policy for me some years ago and decided she wanted to increase it to $10,000. As we were sitting at the kitchen table doing the paperwork, her grandson came in. He was about 12 years old, stopped and was speaking with his grandmother. She said, as soon as I get done with Mr. Mall here taking care of this business, I'll help you with your homework. And he very politely excused himself and went to his bedroom. And I said, are you helping raise your grandson? She goes, I'm not helping. I am raising my grandson. My daughter decided she didn't want to be a mother anymore when he was 3 years old, so he's been living with me since then. He's now 12. I said, great. And I said, by the way, do you have any life insurance or final expense benefits on your grandson? Because I said, you know, you are responsible. If something were to happen to him, you would have to come up with the money to take care of that. And she goes, you know, I never thought of that. She says, can I add him onto my program? I said, sure you can. Let me look what the cost would be. And it was about $12 a month, I think, for $10,000, 12 or 16, I can't remember now. But it was a very minimal figure. And she said, well, yeah, if I can add that onto mine, why don't we do that? And I said, well, how's your grandson's health? She goes, his health is fine. Other than he was born with his lower left leg was deformed at birth, and so they amputated it. And so he now has a prosthetic leg that he's been wearing since he could walk. Well, he had a pair of jeans on when I was there. I couldn't tell that he had a prosthetic leg. She said that his health was fine. So she brought him back in. I asked him all the health questions. We signed everything, and we were good to go. That was on a Tuesday evening. Thursday at noon, as I was leaving the office, our office manager hollered at me in the parking lot and said, you've got a phone call. So I went back in, and it was Mrs. Smith, we'll say. And she said, Jim, I was calling to let you know my grandson passed away last night. And I said, your 12-year-old grandson died? Yes, he did. And I said, was he hit by a school bus or something? It had to be an accident. She goes, no, actually, he'd gone to bed last night. And evidently where his prosthetic leg attaches, that major artery in his leg ruptured. And when I went to get him up for school this morning, he was laying in a pool of blood. He had died. He had bled to death. And so we obviously went through the process of getting her death claims filled out and forms filled out. My company wrote her a check for $10,000. The importance of immediate benefits. We have no idea when death is going to occur. And I can frankly say that that was a policy I thought would be on the books for years after I retired from this business, being on a 12-year-old boy. So just goes to show you never know.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, A-N-D-D-O-N-E, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.